Thank you, Hillary. Appreciate your reporting there. Now, to more on the profile of this reclusive shooter and why he did it. Police say they are looking closely at the entire life of 64-year-old Stephen Paddock. He has been described as just a normal guy, a successful real estate investor and gambler, a multimillionaire, a wealthy retiree. He didn't fit the mass shooter profile. Let's take this to psychiatrist and author Dr. Keith Abloh. Doctor, what do you think of the news that he was moaning and groaning in his bed, according to his girlfriend?
Well, Liz, I think that this information continues to contribute to the potential theory that really what motivated Stephen Paddock may have been an underlying degree of something on the autistic spectrum, Asperger's syndrome, wherein, you know, he's suffering, but suffering silently. He doesn't know how to share his incredible growing rage, his sense of desperation. He's a tremendously organized fellow. We get that from a number of sources. He's having his girlfriend stand away from him sometimes when he uses the video poker machines. It's video poker. It isn't around a table where somebody bluffing is often something you intuit. He's not a man necessarily, it doesn't seem like it, who's got an emotional connection with folks. It's all about rigidity, obsessiveness. If he has a Facebook account, which I've heard there's one, it's very limited. There's not much happening in his social world because he's so limited. That's the kind of crucible in which somebody can become more and more and more enraged. He even wears gloves, supposedly, when he's driving. Now, what's remarkable is that people would say, yeah, he seemed like a normal guy. What's normal about somebody who doesn't greet his neighbors when they say hello to him and wave nothing back often, wearing gloves to drive, moaning in bed, who moves close to a city in close to Las Vegas in order to play video poker? And his brother's like, well, he seemed normal to me. He did?
Yeah.
Not at all.
You know, doctor, did other mass shooters exhibit the similar behaviors of Asperger's syndrome, as you point out?
Absolutely. You know, you just go to Aurora, Colorado. You go to Sandy Hook. You see folks with the same kind of oddities. Even going back to Dylan Klebold and others, these folks who seem socially ill at ease, quite obsessive, perhaps on the spectrum. It's interesting, Liz, and I'm not saying this is a fait accompli. I'm raising the question. You know, we've seen Asperger's disorder and autism spectrum disorders, they keep changing the names, ratchet up, right? People are like, why? Why do these things keep going up? What do we also see going up? Mass shootings going up. Now, I'm not saying the two things are one, but really, shouldn't we look at it and wonder whether internally some tiny minority of folks on the spectrum become increasingly frustrated and enraged? Why can't I participate?
Yeah.
Why can't I feel alive at a concert?
Yeah.
Right?
You know, the facts...
And then terrible things can happen.